जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So, Hare Krishna, we are starting reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita today. And this will go up to Gaurapurnim. So, today we will start with Chapter 3, The External Reasons for the Appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will try cover first 18 texts. So, it's a reading. Mostly it will be reading and just sharing some important points. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. So we'll start with the summary. In this chapter, the author has fully discussed the external reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, thought it wise to make his advent in the form of a devotee to explain personally the transcendental mellows of reciprocal service and love exchanged between himself and his servants, friends, parents, and fiancées. According to the Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nama Sankirtan, or congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The incarnation for this age especially preaches this process, but only Krishna himself can explain the confidential loving service performed in the four principal varieties of loving affairs between the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Lord Krishna therefore personally appeared with His plenary portions as Lord Chaitanya. As stated in this chapter, it was for this purpose that Lord Krishna appeared personally in Navadvip in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein presented much authentic evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures to substantiate the identity of Lord Chaitanya with Sri Krishna himself. He has described bodily symptoms in Lord Chaitanya that are visible only in the person of the Supreme Lord. And he has proved that Lord Chaitanya appeared with his personal associates, Sri Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Shivas, and other devotees, to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya is both significant and confidential. He can be appreciated only by pure devotees and only through the process of devotional service. The Lord tried to conceal his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by representing himself as a devotee. But his pure devotees could recognize him by his special features. The Vedas and Puranas foretell the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but still he is sometimes called significantly the concealed descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Acharya was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's father. He felt sorry for the condition of the world because even after Lord Krishna's appearance, no one had interest in devotional service to Krishna. This forgetfulness was so overwhelming that Advaita Prabhu was convinced that no one but Lord Krishna himself could enlighten people about devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Advaita requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya, offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water. He cried for the Lord's appearance. The Lord, being satisfied by his pure devotees, descends to satisfy them. As such, being pleased by Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Text 1. So I will read first three texts, and then I was told text 4 we can chant together. Shri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Yat Padashraya Virata Sangranati Akar Vratad Agya Siddhanta Sanmanin. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Tritiya slokera artha kela vivaran, chaturtha slokera artha suna bhaktagan. I have given the purport of the third verse. Now, O devotees, please listen to the meaning of the fourth with full attention. So let's chant this verse with full attention. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalo. Samarpayitum unnatu jvala rasam swabhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamb sandipita. Sada hridaya kandare sphuratu va sachinandana. Anarpitacharim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo. Samarpaitam unnatujvala rasam svabhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyutikadam sandipita. Sadahr dayakandare svartuva sachinandana. One more time. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo. Samarpayitum unnatujvala rasam svabhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita. Sadahr dayakandari spuratuva sachinandana. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. How many of you would like that? Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most elevated mellow of devotion service, the mellow of conjugal love. Purport. This is a quotation from the Vidagdha Madhava 1.2. A drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. Text 5. Purna Bhagavan Krishna Vrajendra Kumar Goloke Vrajera Saha Nitya Vihar. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vrajadham. Purport. In the previous chapter, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Vrajendra, the king of Vraja, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Goloka. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet, Krishna Loka, are called aprakat or unmanifested pastimes because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakata or unmanifested. So I remember on this one, Srila Prabhupada, he gave example of the sun. So now today is a cloudy day, we cannot see the sun. But it doesn't mean the sun is not there. Somewhere in some other part of the world where it's not raining, one can see the sun. Or I heard from my spiritual master, like those, I guess most of you have experience of flying. If you go above the clouds, the sun, people who are flying, they can still see the sun. So, same way, Krishna's pastimes are eternal, Nitya Leela, and those devotees who are in spontaneous, loving relationship with Krishna, they see those pastimes eternally. But those who are not there, they cannot see them eternally. And therefore, it's mentioned there are aprakat pastimes and prakat pastimes. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the pastimes we hear, they are like prakat pastimes that Lord performed when he took avatar. And but Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's advanced text, so it also talks about different prakata and aprakat both. Text 6. Brahmara ek dineti ho ek bar, avatirna haya karena prakata vihar. Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. Can anyone guess how long is one day of Brahma? So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the duration of life of Brahma, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, 1,000 Divya Yugas. And one Divya Yuga is like combination of these four Yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. That makes one Divya Yugas. So there are 1,000 Divya Yugas in one day of Brahma, and same is the night. Satya Treta Dwapar Kali Chari Yuge Jani Se Chari Yuge Divya Ek Yuga Mani. We know that there are four ages, yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. These four together constitute one Divya Yuga. Ekattar Chatur Yuge Ek Mane Ek Manvantara Choda Manavantra Brahmara Divasabhitara. 71 Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantra. There are 14 Manvantras in one day of Brahma. Purport. A Manvantra is the period controlled by one Manu. The reign of 14 Manus equals the length of one day, 12 hours in the life of Brahma, and the night of Brahma is of the same duration. These calculations are given in the authentic astronomy book known as the Surya Siddhanta. A Bengali translation of this book was compiled by the great professor of astronomy and mathematics, Bimala Prasad Datta. Does anyone know who is Bimala Prasad Datta? Only one. That's great. Extra prasadam for you, Prabhu. A Bengali translation. So later known as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who was our merciful spiritual master. He was honored with the title Siddhanta Saraswati for translating the Surya Siddhanta, and the title Goswami Maharaj was added when he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life. Vaivasvata nama e saptama manvantar sataisha chatur yuga tahara antara. The present Manu, who is the seventh, is called Vaivasvata, the son of Vivaswan. 27 Divya Yugas of his age have now passed. The names of the 14 Manus are as follows: Swambhuva, Swarochisa, Uttama, Tamasa, Revata, Chakshusha, Vaivasvata, Savarni, Daksha Savarni, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudra Putra, Rudra Savarni, Rochya or Deva Savarni, and Bhotyaka or Indra Savarni. Ashtavimsha Chaturyuge Dvapare Rasheshe Vraje Rasahite Haya Krishnera Prakashe. At the end of the Dvapara Yuga, of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Vrajadham. Now is the term of Vyavasvata Manu, during which Lord Chaitanya appears. First, Lord Krishna appears at the close of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga. And then, Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga of the same Divya Yuga. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appear once in each day of Brahma, or once in 14 Manvantaras, each of 71 Divya Yugas in duration. From the beginning of Brahma's day of 4,320,000,000 years, six Manus appear and disappear before Lord Krishna appears. Thus, 1,975,320,000 years of the day of Brahma elapse before the appearance of Lord Krishna. This is an astronomical calculation according to solar years. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Shingar Chariras Chari Bhavera Bhaktya Yat Krishna Taravash. Servitude, Dasya, friendship, Sakya, parental affection, Vatsalya, and conjugal love, Shingar, are the four transcendental mellows, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Purport. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Shingar are the transcendental modes of loving service to the Lord. Shantaras, or the neutral stage, is not mentioned in this verse because although in Shantaras one considers the absolute truth, the sublime great, one does not go beyond that conception. Shantaras is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers, but such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. It is the lowest among the relationship in the spiritual world. Shantaras is not given much importance because as soon as there is a slight understanding between the knower and the known, active loving transcendental reciprocations and exchanges begin. Dasharas is the basic relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, this verse considers Dasya the first stage of transcendental devotional service. So here we can see Shantaras. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Shantaras is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers, but such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. So coming to bhakti, one can see these and one can understand and gradually progress through different stages. But it's mentioned even for devotees in higher rasas, the dasya ras is always there. It, no matter what rasa, they may be friends, or they may be like in parental mood, or in conjugal loving relationship, the mood of offering service to Krishna is always there. Dasya sakha pita mata kanta gana laya vraje krida kare Krishna prema vistahaya. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Shri Krishna enjoys in Vraj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. The descent of Shri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is very purposeful. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who knows the truth about Shri Krishna's descent and his various activities is at once liberated and does not have to fall again to this existence of birth and death after he leaves his present material body. Those who are reading Bhagavad Gita among the newer devotees, can anyone guess what is this verse? It's in chapter 4. Yeah, it's text 9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma neti mameti so arjuna. It's an important verse we should learn. In other words, one who factually understands Krishna makes his life perfect. Imperfect life is realized in material existence in 5 different relationships we share with everyone within the material world: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, filial love, and amorous love between husband and wife, or lover and beloved. These 5 enjoyable relationships within the material world are perverted reflections of relationships with the absolute personality of Godhead in the transcendental nature. That absolute personality, Sri Krishna, descends to revive the 5 eternally existing relationships. Thus, he manifests his transcendental pastimes in Vraja, so that people may be attracted into that sphere of activities and leave aside their imitation relationships with the mundane. Then, after fully exhibiting all such activities, the Lord disappears. Yatheshta vihari Krishna kare antradhan, antradhan kare mane kare anuman. So now we will hear how Krishna thinks. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus:
Chirakal nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagatera nahi avasthan.
For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. So we can see from this verse what's the purpose of material world is: to revive our loving attachment for Lord Krishna. The Lord seldom awards pure transcendental love, but without such pure love of God, freed from fruitive activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life.
सकल जगते मोरा मोरे करे विधि भक्ति विधि भक्ति व्रज भाव पायते नाही शक्ति.
Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, but simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vraja Bhumi.
Aishwarya gyanete sab jagat mishrita, Aishwarya sithila preme nahi mora prita.
Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me.
Purport.
After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. One may understand the signs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literatures and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship Him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Vraja Bhumi. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrindavan simply by executing ritualistic regulative principles mentioned in the scriptures. By following scriptural injunctions, one may enhance his appreciation for the glories of the Lord, but there is no chance for one to enter into personal dealings with Him. Giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering into personal loving affairs with the Lord. To teach the principle of such loving dealings, the Lord decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya. So this chapter is entitled The External Reasons for Lord Chaitanya's Appearance. So many times it can be seen or is misunderstood as external reasons are not important. But one should remember whatever Krishna does, it's important, it's significant, it's transcendental in nature. So that's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is helping us understand these external reasons in this chapter. Yeah, even many people, they think, because in one of the previous purports we heard how, or in the summary, Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his example, by especially chanting Hare Krishna, Nam Sankirtan. So many people think it's not very advanced activity to do. Even Lord Chaitanya was personally asked. We see the big painting here on the ceiling. When he was in Banaras, he was asked by all these sannyasis, this is a sentimental activity. Why are you doing this? You are a sannyasi. Why don't you come and study Vedas with us? So it is misunderstood by many people that preaching is not a very advanced activity. But we can understand by hearing from devotees like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and of course by transcendental purports of Srila Prabhupada, what's the correct understanding of these activities. And therefore we should also understand the external reasons are also equally significant.
Aishwarya gyane vidhi bhajan kariya Vaikunthake yaya chaturvidha mukti paya.
By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. Does anyone know what are these four kinds? Shyam Murari is far ahead. Sarashti, Saryupya, Are, Samipya, Salokya, Sayujana, Laya, Bhaktya, Bhakta, Yate, Brahma, Aikya. These liberations are Sarashti, achieving opulences equal to those of the Lord. Who would want that? No one wants it. Sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord's. Anyone wants that? No takers. Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord. Still no. And Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Still no. Oh my God, no one wants it. Devotees never accept Sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. Purport. Thus, those engaged in devotional service, according to the ritualistic principles mentioned in the scriptures, attain these different kinds of liberation. But although such devotees can attain Sarashti, Sarupya, Samipya and Salokya, they are not concerned with these liberations, for such devotees are satisfied only in rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The fifth kind of liberation, Sayujya, is never accepted even by devotees who perform only ritualistic worship. Why? Devotees don't accept Sayujya? Yeah, because devotional service will stop. So that's why definitely no takers for that. To attain Sayujya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the aspiration of the impersonalists. A devotee never cares for Sayujya liberation. So these are all the texts we were going to study today. But before you ask me anything, I will ask all of you a question. Now, since it mentions that just by performing regulative devotional service, one cannot attain to Vrajabhumi. So my question to all of you is, what kind of service are we practicing here? Is it regulated, or is it spontaneous, or what would you say? Yes, Maharaj. So, it mentions here that... Sorry, I had to fix this. It mentions here that by following just the regulative devotional service, one cannot attain to Vrajabhumi, or spontaneous devotion service. One cannot attain Vrajabhumi. So I was asking a question, what kind of service are we practicing here? Is it like regulated to say Vedi Bhakti or Raga Bhakti, to be more precise? So you would say it's Vedi Bhakti? Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. Anyone else? Bhrigupati Prabhu, Rabindranath Prabhu. Maybe he's closer. You can give it to him first. you don't mind.
It depends on the individual. If you're on that platform, you're on that platform. Just like Prabhupada says, if you know, if your hunger is satisfied, you know, you don't have to take a certificate from anybody.
Yes.
Like that. But outwardly, of course, in the temple, we observe regulated devotional service. But inwardly is another thing. But you know yourself, you know, like that.
Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Yeah, I agree with what Rabindranath just said, because that, you know, we are performing regulated, but it's we are performing regulated, but it's meant to develop to something beyond that. Otherwise, what would be the meaning of the statement you read in the purport, where it says Lord Chaitanya, he's specifically coming to give people these other rasas.
Yes.
See, so it's, you know, it's not meant to stop there. It's meant that it has to start there.
Yes.
But it's meant to develop to something more than that. Otherwise, what's the purpose of, you know, what Lord Chaitanya, I mean, it doesn't mean.
Thank you. Maharaj has, can anyone take the mic to Maharaj?
Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, I think in Bhaktisandarbha describes what the devotees who aspire for Braja Bhakti engage in early on is called Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Bhakti. They're engaged in Raganuga Bhakti, but since they don't have the taste, the regulations are kind of laid over. So it's sort of a fusion.
Thank you, Maharaj. What's your name? You wanted to say something? You had your hand up? No? Archita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice reading. Reminds me of that question that was asked of Rameshwar directly to Srila Prabhupada, because the book distributors were saying that distributing books is in the mood of the gopis, and other devotees were thinking, that's presumptuous, how can you say that? And Prabhupada said, yes, it is. So in the beginning, when we get any service from the spiritual master, we may not have that proper mood, but the service itself, because it's coming down in that line, and all of the predecessor acharyas in our line, they're in that mood, so gradually that mood is revealed to you.
Yes.
If you follow the regulative principles and execute the devotional service as trained, not, again, speculating, which is what we tend to do. We're given a service, and rather than learning it precisely, we want to figure it out ourselves. That's the wrong attitude. If you really want to please anyone, it's just like when you take your car to the shop. You don't want the guy to just do whatever he wants. You tell him specifically, I want my tires inflated or rotated, whatever, and that's what he should do. Not, you know, speculate and do something else. So devotional service is like that. If we prove ourselves by following the devotional activity as trained, as given, then by pleasing the spiritual master, then gradually we attain the right mood. The activity will be the same, you know, waving the incense or fanning the chamara.
Yes.
But the mood will be different because we've been blessed. So both things have to be there. You have to follow the regulative principles and you have to act in that understanding, as Bhrigupati said, that I'm gradually going to attain the right mood and the right understanding, and therefore the service will look the same going out every day with the books.
Yes.
But the internal mood will be different.
Yeah.
In the beginning you're just doing it by rote because that's what you're told to do, but the activity will be the same but the mood will be different.
Yes, thank you. So yeah, I hope everyone got the point. By performing these regulative activities, our spontaneous attraction will develop, and that's how one will qualify to Vraja Bhumi. But I will read in Nectar of Instruction, text 8, there is a comment of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I think he explained it very beautifully. I'll just read that. Bhakti, this is in the purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse, because this verse talks about following a Raganuga devotee to attain Raga Bhakti. So we all are following Srila Prabhupada in the line of Rupa Goswami, who was personally instructed by Lord Chaitanya to educate everyone about bhakti. So here you go. Only one who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives. It's a contradictory situation in statement in one sense, like one who does not have interest in Krishna consciousness, how can they give up all material motives? But this is what he is starting with. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness, so by interest he means actually spontaneous interest. One should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the neophyte stage, that's what Prabhus were describing, that it's an individual thing. Someone may be just in beginning stage and someone may be already at a spontaneous loving stage. So in the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Das, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Varana Das. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha. So everyone can ask this question to themselves, if how much they are attached to hearing Krishna Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranavastha, the stage of remembering. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. This is another question one can ask themselves. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. How many meditation gurus outside bhakti circle teach this? When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smarna dasha or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. This is called Sampatti Das, the perfection of life. Chaitanya Charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regulated devotional service of the Lord according to the directions of Scripture. In this way, a neophyte can gradually develop attachment for Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities, and so forth. When one has developed such attachment, he can spontaneously serve the lotus feet of Krishna, even without following the regulative principles. Of course, we don't do that in ISKCON. Like Srila Prabhupada himself was showing by his example, he was following all the chanting every day, doing so much service, following all the principles. So we don't have to do that, even if we get to spontaneous loving service. But it's mentioned here, this is called Raga Bhakti or devotion service in spontaneous love. We can remember, we don't have to do it, but we know the examples of Goswamis, the principal disciples of Lord Chaitanya, they showed in some of their activities these elements of Raga Bhakti. But there is more, but I guess I will just stop with this. And I just wanted to mention there are elements of Raga Bhakti in our practice also. Srila Prabhupada very geniusly intervened all these. I was remembering one of the prayers every morning we do, Tulsi prayer. So what are we asking when we are saying Tulsi prayer? What are we asking when we are saying that prayer? We are asking for Krishna to be constantly manifested in our heart. We are asking for this Raga Bhakti. In all different items there are, like, what kind of people study Srimad Bhagavatam? It's meant for Paramahamsas, those who have spontaneous love for Krishna. But we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So like Prabhus were explaining, the elements are already there, but one cannot experience that on neophyte stage, just like the example of sun. So, but when one comes to this spontaneous loving attraction, attachment, that's when one can see these constantly. One can even see the pastimes that are not visible to conditioned beings, the uppercut pastimes. There are so many points, but we shouldn't think that we are practicing just regulative devotional service and there is no scope. Just one point I remember is the perfection of regulative devotional service is seen in Vaikuntha planets, because there the awe and veneration is present in full. And that's why it was mentioned about Vraj Bhumi. In Vraj Bhumi, this awe and veneration is not there. I will end with this one verse where Lord Chaitanya is describing this personally. Premarasa nirayas karite ashwadan. This is what Bhrigupati Prabhu was saying, that Lord Chaitanya came to give Raga Bhakti. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan, rasika sekhar Krishna param karuna, e dui hetu haite ichara udgama. So these are the internal reasons. But just like a few verses ahead, pretty much he is saying that Krishna is not attracted just by regulated service. And then he is saying, like, the devotees who are on spontaneous attraction, he becomes captured by them because of their spontaneous attraction. Here, mora putra mora sakha mora pranapati, e bhave ye more kare shuddha bhakti, apna ke bada mane amare samahin, se bhave hai ami tahara adhin. This is in Adi Lila 4:21-22. If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, and considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him. So we can remember, even in life of Srila Prabhupada, he did some things like that, pretty much captured Krishna. And we can see before Srila Prabhupada, so many gurus were teaching all this, but they couldn't have a big influence. But coming Srila Prabhupada, by his prema bhakti, so many people became attracted and took to devotional service. And by his mercy, we have this access. So here we all are taking advantage, but I'm sure we can all take more advantage and be more absorbed in this way and qualify for spontaneous loving devotion service. So thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.